This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It's been a good week. Been a full week. We have had a lot of stuff going this week. But that's okay. We got a lot of stuff done and the projects are moving forward. Whoop whoop. One of the projects is not moving forward quite as fast as I'd like is book 12. I am closing in on the end of book 12. Theoretically, it was supposed to be done Saturday night, but there were a few interruptions. I'm close. I expect to get it done this weekend, maybe tomorrow. I'm gonna see if possibly I can land, the epilogue tomorrow. That's going to be a pull, but maybe. We'll see. I think I know what I'm doing for the epilogue. I think it'll work. Got to hit the moment. Got to make people cry. Anyway, so that's fine. The writing's going well. All is well. I think I had mentioned last week that I was doing Tooth Fairy Day because last Friday was National Tooth Fairy Day. I think I'd gone through the whole song and dance about how I wasn't planning to do it, but I went ahead and did it. It was fun. People seemed to enjoy it. I actually had one lady tell me this week that that was her favorite costume of anything I had done. Because I had been spun up this whole story about how that tooth fairies were having trouble recruiting because the young fairies didn't want to be tooth fairies anymore. They weren't going to the academy because they were telling their elders, yeah, that business of sneaking into people's houses, into children's bedrooms and leaving money under their pillows, that's creepy. We're not doing it. So I supposedly was trying to go out and recruit for tooth fairies, and I had gotten some dad jokes, and we did the dad jokes, and it was fun. I uploaded my standard three videos on my profile on Facebook, so it's out there if you're interested in watching it. So all is well there. That it went fine. It went well. We actually have a new vendor who's coming in to help us with some things, and the vendor was given a whole group of my coworkers a video demo in one of the conference rooms that I came by, and I didn't realize the camera was on it, so a lot of people were in the meeting whom I normally visit, so I thought, well, I'll just sneak in for a moment and wave, and then I'll sneak out, and I sneak in, and so the vendor, who's a good man, he said, so, looks like we've been joined by a tooth fairy. It's like, ah, rats, okay. So, anyways, it was fun. We had fun. All is well. All is well. Anyway, so yeah, that was that, and then, so that was Friday, and then Saturday, I went to breakfast with a friend, went to Walmart again, went by and saw some friends, came home, recorded the videos, all that went well, it's good. So, tomorrow I'm not doing anything, because I'm having a big, important breakfast tomorrow, I don't, it's actually National Oreo Cookie Day tomorrow, but I'm not doing anything for that, so, I can, you know, there's plenty of things I could imagine that I could do for it, but yeah, we're not doing it. Anyways, all is well there. Next week, not tomorrow, but the next week is it's Leprechaun Day since it's ramping up to St. Patrick's Day on the 17th, so we'll go ahead and do Leprechaun Day. So I got to check this weekend, make sure I've got all the pieces for that costume. This will be year three that I will have worn that costume. And it has a certain charm to it. It has a certain old style charm to it. It was one of the early costumes that I did. It was my really first attempt to do a full-fledged, full-blown costume. So it's fun. It's fun. All is well. I did discover at the end of this month, I may have mentioned this last week, I did discover that the end of this month is something on a stick day. I've got stuff coming in for that. That'll be fun. It's funny, the number of people who have suggested whenever I say something on a stick day, they say, oh, are you going to come as a corn dog? And it's like, no, I am not coming as a corn dog. I mean, I did find a corn dog costume, and it is just as rude as you can imagine it would be. It's like, no. So I may do a play off of that just as the funniest part of it, but I am definitely not going as a corn dog. So anyways, writing is good. Family is good. Family is good. All is well. All is well. It has been a gorgeous couple of days here. Wow, it's been a gorgeous couple of days. We're in that spring season now where there's still a cool breeze in the air, but the sun is out and it's just, it's so beautiful. So spectacularly beautiful. We've got some wind, you know, so the wind is blowing and the sun is out. It's a cool breeze and temperature is beautiful. Man, all is well. All is well. So, anyways, moving right along. I wasn't really sure what I was going to talk about today. I was looking at various things last night. Last night was a little bit of a rush, and I didn't get any writing done last night, which I should have because I was cutting over to a new phone, so that's always exciting. But it didn't go too bad this time. I was really surprised. It really didn't go too bad. I think at some point I had turned on backups on my old phone, and so that really helped, because once I connected the cable between the two, it said, oh, you've got a backup from last night. You just want to restore that? Sure. And so it just hauled that over, 10 gig worth of stuff, and I mean, it hauled it over within just a few minutes. I was really surprised, restored it, pulled it all up. Most of the stuff was there. I did have to go in and reinstall things like Samsung Pay and that sort of thing. But man, aside from that, you know, it was good. It was just pretty good. Of course, I did have to go through and get re-signed back into all of the websites and things on my phone. But you know, we got that done. Got it done. It was good. Finally got finished up last night, but in working on that and doing all the normal finances and that kind of junk that I do on Wednesday night, it was ready for bedtime by the time I got that done. So I was looking, trying to find something to do. Some guy just standing out by the road. First I thought he was relieving himself, but it doesn't look like he's doing that. It's like he was studying something. Guy gotten off his motorbike to study something. Anyways, so I was looking around. I had almost decided on a couple of other things. And then I came across this article. And I thinks to myself, well, this is a first world problem. And I thinks to myself, you know, we could just be grateful instead of trying to find out why everything is so terrible. It's such a problem. Oh, man. The title of this article is Amazon Ruined Online Shopping. It's like, oh, come on. What? Yeah. So he starts off the article, the writer of this article starts off the article by talking about the dash buttons that Amazon has, where you can just order a button to order something, and you push a button, and you need some more Gatorade, you push a button. 2 days later, the Gatorade shows up. And, you know, he's talking about the fact that when they first came out, some people thought they were a joke. But he said, soon enough, Amazon was selling the buttons for a modest fee, the value of which could be applied to your first purchase. So basically, the button is free. You buy the button, I push it, I get something, you tell it what you want to do when you push it, okay? There were dash buttons for Tide and Gatorade and Fiji water and Larabars and Trojan condoms and mac and cheese. And the guy in the article goes on to say, the whole affair always felt unsettling. Oh, there's a bit of anxiety over the fact I can push a button and get Gatorade. And here's why. When the button's lodged, I called the dash experience Lovecraftian, the invisible miasma of commerce slipping its vapor all around your home. But last week, a German court went further, ruling the buttons illegal because they failed to give customers sufficient information about the products they order when pressing them or the price they will pay having done so. Then the guy goes on to explain. Open parenthesis. You set up a dash button on Amazon's app, selecting a product from a list, like other goods on the e-commerce's giant website. The price can change over time. Okay, yeah, it can. He goes on to say, Amazon, which is also under a general antitrust investigation in Germany, disputes this ruling. Okay, so German decide that because you don't know the exact price when you push the button, that's illegal. You can't do that, etc., etc. Now, the guy goes on to say, given that Amazon controls about half of the U.S. online retail, which is an amazing number, half of the U.S. online, and takes in about 5% of the nation's total retail spending. I'm getting my mail, one moment. It's encouraging to see pushback against the company's hold on the market. Okay. But dash buttons are hardly the problem. Amazon made online shopping feel safe and comfortable, at least mechanically, where once the risk of being scammed by bad actors felt huge. Okay. Apparently this is a problem. But now online shopping is muddy and suspicious in a different way. You never really know what you're buying or when it will arrive or why it costs what it does or even what options might be available. The problem isn't the dash button, but the way online shopping works in general, especially at the everything store. So then he goes on to illustrate the deep, terrible, awful problem with shopping on Amazon. Quote, they sent the wrong tea lights, unquote, my wife announced recently after tearing open the cardboard box Amazon had just delivered. It's the wrong brand and the 50 count instead of the 75. This is not so unusual, actually. Yeah, that's true. Amazon, and he goes on to say, Amazon moves a huge volume of goods. With poorly treated humans, not just robots, errors are bound to happen occasionally. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. On top of that, Amazon is more than willing to fix its errors. Okay, and apparently this is a problem too. In most cases, you can return an item for a refund or exchange with a few button presses on its website or in the app. And when Amazon messes up, as in the case of our tea lights, the company usually offers free return shipping and even free UPS pickup so you don't even have to leave the house to rectify the error. And this is a problem. These are some of the reasons that Amazon consistently ranks high in customer service satisfaction. Quote, the company appears to give people what they want, including correcting problems when they arise. How dare they? That's me on an editorial. But a customer service orientation masks how Amazon has changed customer expectations and standards as they relate to retail purchases. At BuzzFeed's news last year, Katie Notopoulos wrote about how terrible Amazon's website is, prompted by its offering her a subscription deal for bassoon straps, a product Notopoulos reported needing to replace once every two decades or so, and a warranty for bottle brushes, which cost $6.99. Okay, so, So how he illustrates how terrible it is that someone wrote an article about Amazon's website about how terrible what it was, is that it recommended that she buy a subscription deal for bassoon straps, because apparently she had bought some bassoon straps, but she only needed to replace those once every two decades or so. So why in the world, how dare they offer me a subscription?
Oh, man.
And a warranty for bottle brush. What? How dare they? And then they go, well, products are offered for prime delivery, which is supposed to mean two-day delivery, but sometimes prime means 4 days or longer. And in some cases, one color of a given product, neoprene AirPods case cozies, for example, which I recently purchased, might not be available via Prime, but another might be available for Prime, but another might not. Even determining what's available to purchase via keyword search on Google or Amazon produces confusion far broader and deeper than the price fluctuation obscured by the dash button. I recently tried to buy a heat pump compatible thermostat on the site. I got a litany of results, all thermostats to be sure, but it was difficult to figure out which ones really worked with a heat pump. Eventually, I gave up and resolved to visit Home Depot, which I still haven't done. Okay, well...
Oh, man...
Another time, I tried to look for a 5x8-inch picture frame mat on Amazon, but every other possible combination of mat came up instead of 8x10, 5x7, 8x8, 5x5. A hedge trimmer battery I purchased came with a charger, but I didn't realize from the product description, so I ordered a duplicate charger. That charger arrived first for some reason, and I had opened the packaging, though I couldn't return it. So he goes on with other things and the fact that there are gray market products on there that China has, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that brings us eventually, he goes, that brings us to the Germany's dash button ban. It's difficult to know exactly what the product costs when you press a button to order it. Prices on Amazon sway up and down in mysterious way, driven by computational pricing models that customers can never understand. If configured to do so... pressing a dash button can send a notification to the account holder's smartphone, which can be followed to confirm pricing and cancel the order if desired. From the perspective of German law, this isn't enough. The default behavior is for purchase to complete, absent sufficient information. Okay. So Amazon even has a thing with the dash buttons to where you can push it and then it'll go beep, beep on your phone. And then you go over to your phone and it says, okay, this is going to cost $7.95. It's going to be there in 2.5. You still want to do it? Yes, I want to do it. That wasn't enough for Germany. Never mind the fact that depending on what it is, it might have free returns anyways. So if you push the button and it was too much... you can just return it. Wow. This is a first world problem. First world problem. So then this person concludes the article by saying, but there's a reason that we used to have shoe stores, hardware stores, grocery stores, bookstores, and all the rest. Those specialized retail spaces allow products and the people with knowledge about them to engage in specialized ways of finding and choosing and purchasing them. On Amazon, everything gets treated the same. The problem with an everything store is that there's no way to organize everything efficiently. The result is basically a giant digital flea market. Amazon is so big and so heterogeneous that the whole shopping experience is saturated with caprice and uncertainty. It's not that dash button purchases alone might produce a result different than the one that the buyer intended, but that every purchase might do so.
Oh, man. Really? Really?
This is what we just wasted? How many words in a column to complain about? We're going to complain about that we have this massive thing called Amazon.com that just has a gajillion products and they can get them to you in 2 days. And sometimes one day. I mean, I just did my new phone and I hopped on and I needed a case for it because sometimes in costume, I'm wearing gloves and I can't do the thing and I have no pockets. I had no pockets. on the Tooth Fairy costume because it's just a tutu and tights. I got no pockets. So I have a case. I have, my driver's license in the back of that case. So I'm looking for the case. It's like this wide variety. I look down. I look at the reviews. I look it down. I come down to buy it. It's like, I don't know, it's 10 bucks, 13 bucks, something like that. Amazon has said, this is a pretty good one because it's got like 25 reviews and everybody seems to be happy with it. Oh, how I'm suffering. So I say, okay. And I realize it says one day delivery. So it's supposed to be coming today. Wow, that is so terrible. And what will happen if it comes in and it's not? I have free returns. I'll just send it back. Man alive. We need a little gratitude. A little gratitude over the amazing technology that we have now. I told the story last week about the fact that I didn't even know I was doing National Tooth Fairy Day on Friday, which was whatever, the 28th. Of February. I didn't even know I was doing it until like Monday the 23rd. Monday the 24th of February. In that amount of time, not even working on it in the evenings, just mulling it in the evenings and hopping on, looking, finding stuff, bam, 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 bringing it in, I had a full-blown presentation made by Friday in my spare time. And by spare time, I mean not my primary job, not writing a book, which takes pretty much all the rest of the time, but in my spare minutes, I put together a full-blown costume in 5 days. And the only reason I could do that, because of Prime shipping and because of Amazon and because I can find stuff. Because, coming straight out of it, the first thought was, okay, so it's Tooth Fairy. It's got to be a pink costume, pink tutu, the whole bit. So then I just started glancing through stuff, and then I was like, nah, that's not going to work. Matching pinks is just murder. You're never going to get the pinks to match. So I went, okay, fine, I'll go white. And then I thought, wait a minute, I have a white shiny shirt. I have white shiny tights already. I have white shiny shoes, ballet slippers. I've already got that. I have white shiny gloves. Great, I got all that stuff. Okay, fine. I already have suspenders, which I needed. I need a tie. I need a tie pin or something. I need to make myself a badge. I need a tutu. I get on Amazon. I search for those things. I get a ton of results coming up. I look through it. I actually ordered two tutus because I wasn't sure on length which way I wanted to go. I ordered two tutus. I ordered a hat off of them. I ordered a tie. Great tie. Great. Great tie. It was fabulous. I mentioned this last week. It looked like herringbone from a distance, and then you'd get up and it was actually teeth. It was so fabulous. It was a dentist tie. It's ridiculously expensive, but it was so fabulous. I order all this stuff Monday night. Bam, 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 bam. By the time it's Monday night, of course, I'm over the deadline. So they're like, everything's coming in on Thursday. Okay. So I don't even have the stuff in until Thursday, but I was able to find everything I needed. I was able to get it in Thursday night, tried it on, make decisions about what I wanted to keep and what I didn't want to keep. I took the stuff I didn't want to keep. I bundled it back up. I did my Tooth Fairy thing on Friday. I had my little package of stuff I was sending back. I dropped off at the UPS store, which I was going to stop there anyways because they like the costumes. I strolled in there. We laughed. We hooped. We hollered. I did my thing. They took pictures. I handed them my little thing, showed them the little barcode-y thingy, 2D barcode on my phone. Bam, 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 done. Out. Come on. I'm not standing in any lines. I don't have to explain to anybody. I got the stuff in. In 2 days, ordering it on a Monday night. That's an amazing thing. That's an amazing thing. Now, is it perfect? No, it's not perfect. I had a visor that I was hoping was coming in, And I was just watching the delivery schedules, and one of them, there was no way it was going to make it. It hadn't even hit the local delivery. It was like, that has not happened. So I got on the Walmart app, went by. Oh, look, I have a white baseball. Actually, I didn't. They said they had visors, ran by Walmart. I couldn't find them. I asked one of the workers. She said, yeah, I think I've seen them, some in the back, but I don't know where they are back there. They're buried. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'm walking through the store trying to decide what I'm going to do about hats. Jesus whispers to me, and he says, well, you could go over and check the hats in the men's area. Okay, I'll do that. So I wander over. I'm checking through the hats in the men's dressing. Sure enough, there's a white hat there. It's like, hey, there it is. You know, it's just, it's astonishing. We should be grateful because as we have seen, all of this could change. All of this could easily change. You know, who knows what the final impact is going to be of the coronavirus? Who knows how much disruption there will be on goods coming from China? Who knows how much that will slow business down and whether or not that would throw us into a recession? Who knows? But while we are where we are here, you know, you can always find things to be grateful for, and you can always find things to complain about. But honestly, it's an astonishing time to be alive. Is Amazon perfect? No, Amazon is not perfect. But they really do go out of their way. This business of free returns and drop-offs and pickups, and that's astonishing. You know? So, are there a few little problems here and there? Yes. But I just look at those little problems as an opportunity to solve a problem and hear a whisper from Jesus and find an answer. Because that's part of the fun of life, rising to the challenges, finding answers, and being grateful for the tools that are available to you, like an Amazon or a Walmart, where I could just walk in and they have enormous amounts of stuff. It's just incredible to where I'm in this last minute need and I can walk in and there's my white hat that I need. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.